He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, December 17th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had a huge day yesterday. Miss Yellen, who you thought might have been the Grinch that was going to steal Christmas instead, the market celebrated, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Why did the market go up so much when seemingly a bad thing, an interest rate hike, was put in place for the first time in 10 years? Well, we have the Dow down 10 points right now. The Dow is at 17,739. The S&P 500 is down about 5.5 points right now at 2,067. The NASDAQ was up 4. The NASDAQ is up 4. The NASDAQ is at 5,075 right now. NASDAQ had a huge day yesterday. Crude oil, 35.45. Here we go again. That's, I'm sure, what is dragging on the market this morning. Crude oil back testing its low of earlier this week, 35.45. I want to say 35.43 was the low. Just cannot get a rally or a base put in there on oil, can we? A firm bottom is what we need. The gold market, $1,051 per ounce. I heard the bears come out. I heard the Fed haters come out again yesterday saying that I should buy gold and that I should short the market. The problem is they've been saying that now for 6.5 years, and they've been wrong. The euro, 1.084. 1.084 if you're going on that European vacation for Christmas. The 10-year yield is at 2.26% after yesterday's Fed hike. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in lovely San Diego, California. Last night I went over to the Hotel Del Coronado, which I can see from my office up here. If I peek around the corner there, it's just across the harbor. And on the island they call Coronado, which is actually not an island but a strand. You know that the Hotel Del, which they light up with Christmas lights this time of year, that they were the first, I believe they were the first building to be lit up with Christmas lights in the history of the U.S. And guess who flipped on the light switch at the Hotel Del? Thomas Edison. That's the kind of history that is there at the Hotel Del, which has been kept immaculate. It's a stately hotel right on the beach. There was an ice skating rink there, full of holiday revelers. There was a chill in the air, obviously. There were carolers singing, and of course the Christmas tree in their lobby. An annual trip here for the Gunderson family. We had a good time. I had somebody write to me. I talked about my old hunting stories with my father yesterday. He says, I appreciate that, Bill. I miss the old school American values. It's good to hear someone still talking about them. Well, you know what? We don't have to just talk about old school American values. We can maintain them in our families, in our home. We maintain those values at the Gunderson household. You know what, you can let the world creep in and what society has done and the changes, and you can let it influence your family, or you can keep your family with those good old-fashioned values that I treasure so much here in America, and the Hotel Del, one of those. Okay, why did the market rally yesterday? I mean, we had a hellacious rally after a seemingly bad thing, right? Bill, doesn't a hike in interest rates, how can that be good for anybody? Look at the homeowner, you know. All of a sudden, you've got an adjustable rate mortgage, or you're in the market for a new home. Doesn't that take a lot of people out of the home market? They can't qualify anymore. Doesn't that hurt businesses that borrow to expand, to buy machinery, to buy equipment? Well, yes, it does, but at the same time, it's a major vote of confidence by the Fed in the economy. And if you listen to my Big Picture Monday every week, I've continued to say that the U.S. economy, as long as it can continue to grow, and as long as earnings can continue to grow on the S&P 500, then the market can continue to go higher. And what did the Fed say yesterday? I mean, if you listen to Ms. Yellen afterwards at all, she said we hiked interest rates because we feel really, really confident that the economy, the U.S. economy, will continue to grow. Now, that should be music to a stock market participant's ears, and it obviously was. It wasn't just music, it was a big brass band, wasn't it? The market exploded in a celebration when we finally got off of a zero interest rate policy, and we now are at 0.25. And I think, slowly but surely, we'll get some more rate hikes next year as long as the economy can continue to expand. Maybe around March, something like that, we'll get another quarter of a point. Maybe around June, July, somewhere like that, we'll get another quarter of a point. And by the end of the year, next year, maybe we'll be up to 1, 1.25, somewhere in there. What's the long-term average been? 6%. So yes, it is a rising interest rate environment now, which I've been warning about for quite some time, which is not good for the bond market. It's not good for lenders. Although the guy that has a CD is going to get a little bit more return on his money. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. But it was good news for the stock market. Obviously, it was good news because the market celebrated it. And then, of course, after the Fed meeting, or after the Fed announcement, they rolled out the usual pundits, who I haven't seen in quite some time. Peter Schiff looks like he's aged in the last couple of years. His hair is going white. Really surprised. Well, you know what? When you've been wrong and you still dig your feet in the ground and say this is going to end badly, investors have no business being in the market. But when you've been saying that for 6 years, haven't you cost folks a lot of money? But they've got their disciples. There are several of them out there. Keith McCullough, Hedgeye, he's got his followers, and he can say every day there's he 10 negative tweets about how bad this all is. And he's been saying that now for several years. And in the meantime, the market's what, at 17,700 now? So it's your choice. You can just sit there in your negative little world and say the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Meanwhile, the market marches on without you. Now, I don't believe in being fully invested all the time either. It would be silly to continue to invest with your foot on the accelerator during a recession, but as of now, there's no sign of any recession out there on the horizon. But having said that, it's going to creep up on us at some point in time, and that's why we have to be very, very vigilant. In the meantime, my saying has always been you have to make hay while the sun shines. And then when the sun stops shining, what does a farmer do? He collects his hay, he bundles it up, he puts it under the storage roof there to keep it protected. Sometimes they cover it up with tarps or whatnot, and they preserve during bad times in the market. We had Delta Investor Day yesterday. Delta is a stock that I continue to like. Delta is a good example of where I would be looking for income right now. Delta is breaking out to new highs today. Delta pays a dividend yield. Delta is a large cap stock at $41 billion. Now go find 25 or 30 other stocks like that. And I prefer that to a bond ladder or a bond portfolio, and especially one that contains bond mutual funds. Now, see, most of these asset allocators, they're going to keep doing the same thing that they've been doing for the last 10 years because it's worked for them. But they've had a falling interest rate environment for the last 10 years. Now you've got a major change. It happened yesterday. We've been anticipating it for a long time. You couldn't have got a clearer signal that interest rates are going to go higher. And you're going to dig your feet in and stick with the efficient frontier, which even Morgan Stanley says is on the verge of collapse? You know, some people are just set in their ways. What can I say? The solar and wind stocks have been rallying here recently. The big Paris climate talks and whatever agreements came out of there have really set these things on fire. But when you look at them over the last 10 years, they have been absolutely annihilated. But maybe it's time to look at wind. I showed the boys Vestas Wind Energy yesterday, how that stock is exploding to the upside. Solar City has reversed a long, long downtrend and is now exploding, reversing trend. You can't dig your feet in the sand and do the same thing every single year. What should we be doing now? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that and give some examples. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's up to you. If you want to listen to the Peter Schiffs of the world and the Keith McCullochs and the Hedge Eyes of the world, fine. You know, some people just like to surround themselves with negative talk. I'm not always positive. I grew very cautious on the market here recently. And then we had a quarter of earnings reports that came in, and they were stronger than expected. And that saved the market's bacon. I've been bullish for 6.5 years. Anybody who reads my newsletter or listens to my show on a daily basis, actually more than 6.5 years. In March, it will be 7 years. But at some point in time, we will have another bear market and we will have another recession. Then we have to do something just a little bit differently. See, I could dig my feet in the sand and be a perma bull, always bullish, which I think in the end, you're probably better off leaning towards the bullish camp most of the time, because since I've been in the market, it's gone from 3,000 to 17,000, hasn't it? The bears, they have their day in the sand. They have their week in the sun, the week in the sun. They have their month in the sun. They might have a year in the sun. But for the most part, they get crushed. They get crushed by the bears over time, and they certainly have been wrong for the last 6 or 7 years. I had somebody yesterday say, Bill, just leave religion and politics out of your daily show. You know what? Go to hell. I don't say that very often. This is my show. You know why I don't have any sponsors on my show? You'll notice I don't have one sponsor on my show because I don't want to be beholden to anybody. I don't want to have to pimp somebody's products. I pay for my radio time. And for somebody to tell me, hey, we don't want to hear your religious views or your politics, you know what? Then you get your own show and you espouse yours somewhere. It's a big part of America and it's a big part of the stock market. If you don't think politics, we were talking about this yesterday. I said, when Mr. Obama was elected, he said that he would drive the coal stocks out of business. You know, guys, we missed a great opportunity. We should have shorted the coal stocks. The coal stocks have gone from $100 a share down to $2 per share. You don't think politics didn't play into a major opportunity in the stock market at that time? There's going to be a big difference in certain sectors of the market depending on who our next president is. Think about the renewable energy stocks. Would they do better under President Trump or President Cruz or President Rubio or President Clinton? Think about the drug industry and the healthcare stocks, who Ms. Clinton has had it in for quite some time. Will they do better? Will that sector do better? How about the energy sector? Will it do better under Ms. Clinton or will it do better under Mr. Rubio? You know, politics plays a big role in investing and in the market. So it would be silly for me to not mention politics in our conversation. All right, let's take a look at a very good stock. That's what I'm all about, Best Stocks Now. And I'm having a real good time with this one. And it's been good to me, and it continues to hit new highs. When we talk about income for investors these days, it's difficult. CDs pay next to nothing. We're in a rising interest rate environment. Be careful about being a lender. Be careful about buying bond funds. Be careful about chasing high yield junk bonds. Be careful about chasing pipeline stocks that look like they're delivering 8 or 9% yields right now. I've been warning about them for a long, long time. And many of those pipeline stocks are now imploding. Instead, I would look at ownership. That's a better place to be in a rising interest rate environment. I gave you one example in the first quarter of the show. We own Delta Airlines. Last time I looked, oil was at $35 a barrel. Jet fuel's got to be cheaper than beer these days. I don't know. I don't buy beer. But I'm sure jet fuel is down there. What, $2.50 a gallon, something like that? I don't know what it's at. I like ownership in stocks right now that pay dividends. And one that I own is Extra Space Storage. Hey, this time of year, who needs extra space? Who needs a little more storage? We've got stuff coming out of our ears. We've got people coming to stay with us for the next week. when we're putting together big gift baskets, and it's a fun time of year. We've got holiday decorations. Our house is all a twinkle, you know, extra space. We have a little storage unit that we rent where a lot of my stuff, fishing stuff, lobster traps. My wife won't let me keep my lobster traps in my bedroom. I've got to put them in extra space storage. They do stink a little bit. Extra space storage is an $11 billion company. It's a large cap. Pays a dividend. You may as well profit off of people's need for space. You can be a part owner in extra space storage. The dividend yield is 2.7%. What are we getting on the 10-year bond right now? And we have interest rate risk. We're getting 2.3%. Extra space storage continues to hit new highs because your income does not just come from the dividend. It can also come from the potential capital appreciation. And this one is really appreciated over the years. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 25% per year total return to investors. The market's delivered 5%. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 44% per year. The market's delivered 11%. And guess what? When you're done with your holiday decorations, you can pack them up, take them to your extra space storage unit. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 41% per year. The market's delivered 13.6. And over the last 12 months, this stock is up 60%. The market is up 5.1. Yesterday, we had a little meeting of our investment committee here at Gunderson Capital Management. And we asked ourselves, do we own the best stocks now? You know, there's a few that we're wondering about. But as we go through our income and growth portfolio, we had very little doubt that we're happy with our position in extra space storage, symbol EXR, on the New York Stock Exchange. We have no intention of selling it anytime soon. Having said that, it's about a 3.5%, 3% position. That's it. And we have a collection of about 30 stocks, 35 stocks in the income and growth portfolio. That's the one portfolio that we offer to folks for income. The nice thing about it, I can go anywhere I want. I don't have to buy junk bonds. I don't have to buy corporate bonds. I don't have to buy sovereign debt. I don't have to buy dividend-paying stocks because there will come a time when that's not going to be a good place to be. I'm unconstrained. That's a very good portfolio, I think, going forward for folks that want income and the potential for capital appreciation along with that income. Extra Space Storage is a stock we own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's ranked number 107 in my ranking system. Not a recommendation, but an example. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Why did the market celebrate yesterday? It popped the cork on a Fed rate hike. Now that seems mighty strange. The last time we had a Fed rate hike was in 2006. This is 2016. It's been 10 years, a decade, since we've had a rate hike by the Fed. You know, when they started cutting rates the last time, it was at 6%, you know, and then pretty soon we got down to 0%. And we had a falling interest rate environment all along the way, which put a gale force wind behind the back of the bond market. And it obviously helped the stock market quite a bit. And yet you would think, well, now we've turned the corner, and now they're going to start hiking rates. Why would the market celebrate? Well, you have to look underneath the surface as to why they're hiking rates. Because they feel very, very confident. Now, we'll see if they're right or not. The Fed has been known to be wrong in the past. If they get it wrong, it could be very, very troublesome for the economy. They could cause the next recession. So they try as much as they can to get it right. And the market celebrated because the Fed is saying we feel pretty doggone confident about the economy going forward. Stocks, ownership, equities like a healthy economy. It likes an economy that is growing, not at too hot of a pace, but at hopefully a sustainable pace. Now, we should be better than we are. We're at a very tepid 2.5%, 2%, somewhere in there. But at least that's a favorable enough environment for stocks to continue to go higher. Stocks like low interest rate environment. Well, we're at 0.25 when the long-term average has been closer to 6. Stocks don't like inflation. Well, you know, we're at about 2%, which is at the very lower end of the Fed target rate. We have the stocks like a good environment for jobs. We had the jobless claims come in at 271K today. We have a unemployment rate of about 5.5%, somewhere in there. A lot more than that if you're counting the people that gave up, but they don't count them. See, they have different rules for their math than money managers have for their math. The market likes certainty. It doesn't like uncertainty. Finally, the market has a little bit of certainty now because it's been asking itself for how long? The last 2 years, 2.5 years, when will the Fed hike? When will the Fed tightening begin? And every time she would even mention Fed tightening, you'd see the market sell off by 250, 300 points. Well, guess what? We got a big chunk of uncertainty out of the way, finally. We now have our rate hike, and we know that there's more to come. The market likes that, believe it or not. It likes a little bit of predictability and certainty. And now, obviously, every time in the weeks leading up to the next Fed meeting, the market will be asking, is she going to hike again? But I think now that we have that first rate hike out of the way behind us, I think the market likes that a lot better. Then why is it going down today, Bill? We're down 65 points right now. Well, you know what? I would say the other big factor that we've got to get resolved in the market, the price of light sweet crude. Will oil go the way of coal? You know, the climate change conference in Paris declared war on the fossil fuels. Coal is about dead. The coal industry in America is all but dead. Look at the coal stocks. Has war been declared on oil? Will we all be riding around in electric cars by 2035? Will our aircraft carriers be running on solar? Will our jets be running on some other kind of nuclear? I don't know. But oil is at $35 per barrel right now. We need to get that issue resolved because it has not found a bottom and it is not stabilized yet. How much lower can it go? It would help the markets. You see today, market going down because of oil. The interest rate debate seems to be behind us for now as to when they will hike. Now, if we could just get oil stabilized, we could have a really good year in 2017 or 16. I think 2016 is going to be a heck of a lot better than this past year was. And I continue to like ownership in stocks, ownership in equities. I don't like international or emerging. I don't like bonds. I don't like gold. I still like pretty much U.S. stocks. Another one that's been a very good, steady performer over the years, and it's a dividend payer, headquartered in St. Paul, Minnesota, where we're heard every day. We have a lot of listeners up there. We have a lot of clients up there. We have a lot of newsletter subscribers up there. Excuse me. There's also a company called Ecolab, ECL. This is now a $34 billion company, is Ecolab. Ecolab markets cleaning, sanitizing, pest elimination, maintenance, and repair products to hotels and restaurants. Not a very exciting business, is it? It's not exactly out of the Silicon Valley. Doesn't exactly have the new small molecule cure, hopefully for cancer, does it? Doesn't have the latest technology that makes the internet 10 times faster, gives us that much more bandwidth. No, they market cleaning, sanitizing, pest elimination, maintenance, repair products to hotels and restaurants. Ecolab, over the last 5 years, has doubled the returns of the market. It's averaged 20% per year, while the market's averaged 11% per year. It also pays a dividend yield of 2.1%. Over the last 3 years, Ecolab's ECL, New York Stock Exchange, has also delivered about 20% per year over the last 3 years. Well, there's no guarantees it'll do that in the future, but that certainly has beat CDs and bonds and muni bonds. No guarantees going forward. But me personally, I like the prospects of dividend-paying stocks going forward better than debt instruments. Fixed income. I don't like fixed income. Now, if you're going to hold the bonds to maturity, I've said many times, that's a different matter. But most people own bond funds, which ebb and flow with interest rates. Interest rates go higher, bond funds go down. Over the last 12 months, Ecolabs is up 17.5%, while the market is up 5.1%. Ecolab is a $34 billion company. This is not one for a growth, ultra-growth investor looking for one of the fastest-growing companies in America. It's not a small or mid-cap company with a brand-new product sweeping America. It's not one for even a large cap premier type growth investor. Instead, it seems to fit more into the income and dividend type of category. Steady growth, not going out of business, good business model, has cranked out the returns for investors over the years, pays a dividend. I have it in my income and growth portfolio, along with Extra Space Storage, which is a real estate investment trust. It's one of the stocks that I own, and we consider it to be a best stock now. Once again, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. Anyways, that's my take on the income side of things. I talked to an investor yesterday. He's in low 60s. He said, you know, my number one objective is still growth. I haven't flipped the switch to that income where I need to turn my portfolio around and start receiving income back from it. And so, therefore, we construct a little bit different portfolio for him than somebody that says, you know what? I've got all the growth I need. I'll take a little more, obviously. But I need to start living off of my account now. And that's a different type of portfolio, isn't it? Well, we have an income and growth portfolio here at Gunderson Capital, and we have two growth portfolios. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, we talked about the Fed hike. That was a big, big, big deal. Finally, out of the way. Okay, let's not talk about the Fed anymore for a while. Miss Yellen, okay, you guys take a month off. Take a couple months off. Take a quarter off. Take the next 3 or 4 months off. You've done your Fed hike. And now let's get on with the market. The big bugaboo now, oil prices, okay? We need to get that resolved somehow. I don't know where supply finally equals demand here, but obviously we've had a supply problem. There's too much supply. And OPEC met, 2 weeks ago and said, no, we're going to keep pumping, just like we've been pumping. Okay, oil's hitting new lows. Now you're at, $35 and change here per barrel. So something eventually has to give, and that would really help stabilize the market. That's why we're seeing a sell-off today in the market, and about 80 points right now after yesterday's big jump up. It's because of oil prices, and it just kind of scares the market. You know, we have a burger chain in California, which has gone outside of California, called In-N-Out Burger, which, you know, very good, high-quality stuff, man. They have a secret menu. You can get hamburgers grilled in mustard. They call that animal style. You can get French fries with grilled onions and melted cheese, all kinds of weird concoctions. Well, one portfolio that a lot of people don't know about, I publish it every week in my newsletter. It's the Gunderson Speculative Trading Account. I send out live push notifications on all of my, any trade I make, I have a lot of push notification subscribers. If I make a buy, and I communicate with them during the day, you know, like I'll send out a push here pretty soon. I just looked at the speculative trading account, which currently holds 6 positions. They're all doing just fine today. I don't see any sells there. There's not ready to harvest any profits there. There's nothing worth harvesting yet. But we've got a win streak right now going of 6 in a row. We sold Aon for a 14.4% profit back in November. Then we sold Engility Holdings for a 9.9% profit. Then we sold Isis Pharmaceutical for a 14.4% profit. Then we sold Eagle Pharmaceuticals for a 19.5% profit. Then we sold Dynavax for a 12% profit, and then we sold Ring Central for a 12.4% profit. Win streak right now is 6 in a row. Now, you can see all the trades that I've made in that account since the beginning of the year. But I'm looking forward to a very good year next year in the speculative trading account. This is the account where the Nathan's hot dogs, you know, the stocks that trade a little bit thinly, the stocks that might be too small, might be too risky for, you know, my investors. But we have some fun with this in the speculative trading account. That's in my newsletter every week at GundersonCapital.com, at GundersonCapital.com. And you can also subscribe, and you can get live push notifications. It's amazing technology. It really is. I send out a push notification from my laptop. I have it instantaneously on my smartphone, and we send out an email. We send out both, and I have people as far away as New Zealand that get my push notifications, and they get them instantaneously. If I make a change in any one of my accounts, whether it be the income account, whether it be the large cap growth account, whether it be the ultra growth account, or whether it be the speculative trading account, where we try to make some short-term trades and some short-term profits for fun, these subscribers get a push notification sent to them. And it's a lot of fun. I put a lot of work. I have a passion for it, obviously. That's something that you can get more information on through the newsletter. The newsletter goes out to anybody who wants a look. When people question me, I had a guy send me a tweet this morning, Bill, you were kind of bearish here about a month ago. What happened? That was about 2 months ago. Oh, I was cautious. I said, why don't you read my newsletter every week? I put a lot of work into it. I'll even send you 4 newsletters for free. You can check it out. It's a written word. It's pretty hard to change the written word. I'm a pretty transparent kind of guy. It's right there for you. I've been bullish since March 23rd, 2009, when I said a new bull market has been born. And when I see the next bear market rearing its ugly head and a recession in the works here in the U.S. of A., I'll let you know in my newsletter. But I haven't seen that happen yet. We'll continue to keep our ears to the ground and we'll continue to watch for such a thing. But it hasn't happened yet. So anybody who questions me, just go back and read the newsletter. Plus, the archives are there of the newsletter. So it's all there. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. And if any of these portfolios interest you, I don't know, if you want to settle for an efficient frontier asset allocation portfolio with bond funds and index funds, that's up to you. If that's what you want to settle for, so be it. That's what 65-70% of my industry has to offer. But if you want to go back old school, putting together stock portfolios, owning what I consider to be the best stocks now in the market, well, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. There's no robots here. I haven't put in the robot automated portfolio system. If a robot can do it, you know what? A robot can make a hamburger. Is it any good? No. Anyways, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'll start working on the newsletter. Is today Thursday? Oh, my gosh. I stopped putting on my newsletter face at about 10 a.m. this morning. I totally change my look and demeanor and start focusing in on the best absolute information that I can bring to you this week. And you know, last week, it was with fear and trepidation. We had a very scary market. I spent overtime working on the newsletter. I said, you know what? This is not the end. Hang in there. So far, it's proven to be right again for the 7th year in a row. This is Bill Gunderson, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.